Time for another one of our Falcons in Focus podcasts. We're talking with some of the young guns of the Geelong Falcons that hopefully will find themselves on an AFL list by the end of November. And this man certainly will. The consensus is he'll go somewhere in the first round. He might be sceptical, but we are pretty sure that he's going to get his name read out on Wednesday night. He's a big boy too, coming in just around the 205 centimetres, which is about 6'9" in the old, for those who still work in the imperial measurement. And I do speak of Toby Conway. Toby, thanks for joining us in the K-Rock studios.
No worries, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Is it a little bit scary when it gets to people talking about you in the way they do, or are you just water off a duck's back for... it's a very big duck's back too.
Yeah, well, it's not the worst thing. I do get a bit awkward when people start talking about that sort of stuff, as Cora would know, but yeah, it's all good though.
Well, I think Cora's going to talk about you, because Cora, as we've done with all the boys as part of this podcast series, is if you're an AFL recruiter, what do you see in Toby Conway that sees him having his name called out next Wednesday night?
Just seems a genuine ruck that there's not too many of in the country at the moment, especially at this level of Kingy. But I guess from our perspective, and having worked with Tobes, you know, all year, when he first obviously laid eyes on him in December last year, and he came in and he just hit the ground running. He just attacked pre-season. He was every session we had. You know, obviously him working with the midfielders and doing his ruck craft throughout, he was always seeking out more advice on how he could become better as a ruck, and whether that was in the contest, whether that was spreading, positioning around the ground, his marking, he was, you know, doing all that sort of stuff. And then he just kept growing as the pre-season went on. And then we obviously got to our first initial games in the NAB League, and I thought his, you know, first three or four games in that NAB League before he went back to the college was exceptional. I reckon that set up his year. And, you know, talking to a lot of the mids, you know, ground level, his tap work is exceptional. The ability to be able to place the ball, you know, the way he jumps into the other rucks as well to give himself that chance. But I think that the impressive thing that you see with, obviously, you know, rucks at this age is that the ones that don't just stay in the contest and then watch once the ball leaves, he's able to get out. He's able to get out, become another mid, or help his mids, or go reposition himself, you know, whether it's behind the ball, whether it's, you know, to another contest as well. And I think that's a really good trait in a young ruck at this level. So, you know, he's got, you know, a really good set of hands. He's got a nice kick for you know, as tall as he is as well. And I just think as he moves into an AFL program, whether it's, you know, two years down the track, or whether he has a significant impact early on, you know, he's going to keep maturing and keep getting better as time goes on.
So the Conway name is well known at St Mary's. Your older brother Sam, obviously, I think, went through the Falcons from memory.
Yep.
And then obviously off to Williamstown, where he's played some good footy, but actually heading to Werribee now. I think it's been announced, or close to being announced. If it's not, well, we've just announced it. But
scoop.
Yourself, talk to us about, I suppose, at 205 centimetres, when did the growth happen? Were you sort of, you know, younger and, you know, similar height to most, and then shot up, or have you always been tall? And
I've always been really naturally tall, I think. Like right through primary school, like I was always just taller than everyone else. And then I was a late developer, so like, but I was 6 foot before I really started developing. So everyone else sort of got stronger and taller than me a little bit. Under 12s part of time, and then that's, I just started developing, I guess, and then I really started to grow. And I kind of knew I was always going to be tall, just because I had when I was in primary school. And I was tall before I started developing, so I sort of just, yeah, had a bit of an indication there.
Are the folks tall?
Yeah, mum's quite tall. Dad's probably average, but they're both 6 foot.
No, dad's not average.
So dad's pretty tall. Pretty small now, I thought.
And you've obviously been through college.
Yeah.
So you've obviously, you know, had to combine your college footy with your club footy, with your representative footy, with AFL Academy footy. What's year 12 been like for you with so much football, a pandemic, and trying to obviously finish your VCE?
There's a lot of people in my position, I guess. I did commit pretty hard to studies this year. It was sort of a good thing in a way, because it just gave me something to do outside of footy, because it would have been worse if I was just thinking about footy all the time, because it's probably not really healthy. So it was really good to just have that balance between when one thing's not going well, I can go to the other and just try and work on that. And then, yeah, so it was quite good sort of having a lot on, I guess, just... it didn't really give you too much time to think about the end of the year, I guess, in a week. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So you haven't been consumed by it? Like, that you can obviously could see yourself drifting off to November and going, well, my fate will be decided then, but you didn't lose focus, I suppose, what was in front of you?
No, I don't think I did. I could have easily just gone off the rails a bit with school and sort of just stopped studying and thinking about the draft and sort of just rest on my laurels a little bit. But no, I don't think I did lose touch. I thought I might have at the start of the year. Like I thought I could have got a bit, off, like lose focus a bit. But I thought I did pretty well in that sense this year.
What'd you study?
I did PN further in 2020 last year, and then I did economics, enviro, biology, and English this year.
Okay.
So just the four. So which that also made it a bit easier.
Got an ATAR that you're hoping for?
Oh, anywhere in the 90s, I'd be happy with, I think.
Jeez.
There we go.
Gee, you're all underachievers, aren't you?
Unbelievable.
I walked out with a 63 in 1996. That's why I'm sitting here behind a microphone.
I'll be now.
Thank you very much. Did you notice that focus that he was able to, Toby was able to compartmentalise footy, study, life,
yep,
rather than get consumed by the footy side of things?
And I reckon that early on, I reckon there was a lot going on because the academy piece was coming in, and obviously we knew about Vic Country. Obviously NAB League was starting up then. College was starting as well, so I reckon at times there was a fair bit going on for Tobes, where we probably just had some chats about it all and just to try and narrow the focus a little bit, even from a football perspective, and try not to think about a million things that you need to be doing, but what are your strengths, let's hone in on your strengths and just keep working with those. And I think once he was able to do that, he just sort of was really consistent in what he was able to do, and it probably allowed him just to study like he did, which was really good, and just attack his footy wherever he was, yep, the same sort of way.
There's big blokes and there's big blokes who can play footy. When did it sort of click for you that you could make a career out of, or potentially make a career out of being a footballer?
It was probably under 16s. I think I went into that year at the start of, I was in pre-season, I just wanted to make the Falcons squad. So like I just wanted to make the team, and then I didn't play two of the Falcons games because I went on a school trip, and a lot of other kids didn't go on that school trip because they wanted to try and make the Falcons. But I just didn't think I was good enough, so I sort of just went on the school trip. Didn't want to miss that opportunity. And then came back.
What was the school trip to?
Well, it was to Northern Territory.
Oh, Perth. Yeah.
So it was really good. So that was about 9 days. And then, so I missed two games there, came back, and then I got an invitation to the Vic Country squad, and I thought they got the wrong email. it all sort of just took off from there, and then I played in the carnival. My first game wasn't great, but then my next two were pretty good, and then it sort of just happened, and I thought I could make something out of myself. Yep.
You were the only Falcon in the academy this year. Talk to us about that experience and being in a group with Jason Horn Francis and Nick Dacos and Josh Fahey and Mac Andrew, yeah, and Josh Gibkus. I could go on. Tyler Sonsi, who am I missing here? That plenty of talent there. Sam Darcy in the academy?
No, he wasn't.
So you're the best big man going around there. Wonder if the dogs might take you. Might have taken you at whatever pick it is.
Oh, I doubt that.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was incredible, really. Like, obviously, so much talent. And we all got along really well. Like, we had on the first night, we did a thing where we went in line. So we went midfielders, and we all, like, spoke about some experiences of our past and got to know each other really well. And it was pretty awesome. Just to get some insight into what everyone's lives are like.
Did you learn something about somebody you might be able to sledge him against when you play him at AFL level?
No, I've got a shocking memory, so. I don't think so, but. It was obviously really good just to see what life's like outside of footy for people who are so talented at it.
Yep. Corer, he's got a lot of strengths, but he's got a weakness.
Yeah, mate, can you tell us about your most embarrassing moment this year at the Falcons?
As I say, Corer, I think I have a pretty shocking memory, so.
Oh!
I'm a bit of an overthinker. So, Corer and Tom Lonigan told me to say good luck to the girls for the grand final, the Falcons girls. And I just got a bit shy and started overthinking it a bit and went up to them and just choked, I guess. Just the words didn't come out probably.
I've never seen someone crumble so badly when all you have to pretty much say is, girls, all the best for the weekend. Hope it all goes well. You know, we're supporting you. He could not even get three words out in front of the girls. And the girls were just waiting for something from this 205-centimetre giant for a bit of inspiration. And absolutely nothing. All we saw was just the beetroot face, and that was it.
Lighten the mood a little bit.
So it's your fault they lost. You couldn't wish them good luck.
Exactly.
Probably.
They fell off. I'll take it. Have you stood next to Poppy Shapp?
Poppy Shapp? No, I haven't.
You're, I think you were nearer that night.
Yeah, probably.
There's only 40 centimetres difference between the two. Yes. And what under Poppy too, who found herself on Carlton's
fantastic
list after being
terrific,
being overlooked. So what have you had? You've had five?
Yeah.
So five there and hopefully five.
Be nice.
That's a good year, first year, Cora.
And you count Hammy as well.
Yeah, well, true. That's 11. Yeah.
Be nice.
It's a great result.
Yeah.
Gee, hopefully somebody, poor Charlie, hopefully somebody.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, very stiff to be let go after what, basically 3 months.
Mm.
Yeah, don't get to prove much there. Your strengths, we know, as we touched on, and we talked about your weaknesses about talking in front of people, but is there some area of your game that you think you can improve dramatically once you get onto an AFL list? And I suspect, I look at your weight, and you're under 100 kegs at 205, and there's probably a bit more bulk to be put on on the frame.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously the strength needs a lot of development and body composition and that sort of thing. But in terms of my game, I think just my contested marking probably. Because I know that I've got a good set of hands and I can take the mark when I'm in the right position, but I just find I run under it a lot. So I think just the footwork I need to work on, and when I have constant exposure to good resources and I can really just work on it, then I think I'll... Well, not that you're a good... not that you're not a good resource, but like... In terms
whack.
In terms of just...
You're talking about Domsey.
You're just giving Domsey and I a whack there.
But when I'm put in that environment, I'll really be able to work on it a lot, I think.
You're 205. Have you topped out, do you think? Or is there a couple more centimetres still? You're only obviously 18.
Oh, As I said, I was a pretty late developer, so I'm hoping for a few more centimetres, but we'll see how we go. Probably a bit ambitious, but let's hope so.
You've been compared to Oscar McInerney. It's a fair comparison. He's actually turned into probably, you know, in that top three or four bracket of ruckman in the competition now. It's a huge rap you've been given. This was Kevin Sheehan in his little profile piece. Was the comparison? It's a nice little touch there from Shifter.
Yeah, obviously pretty incredible. Like, he's a great player. So if I've got anything that he has, then I'd obviously be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, is he who you've modelled your game on because of he's that sort of that tall? Gangly's probably not the right word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, obviously I watch him and also other like Gorney and stuff. Like,
yep.
I guess I can just take little attributes from each of their games and just try and work on that.
Anything from Sammy's game that you? As well?
Sam's really good with soft hands, I guess. He's a really good tight ruckman, so I guess that's probably where I tried to model off him.
Yep. Have you had many chats with clubs? Can you put a number on how many clubs you've spoken to?
I think I've spoken to a fair few of them now. Probably, I would have spoken to more than 10, I think.
Yep.
So I think there's enough interest there to hopefully...
Right, hopefully, yeah. I love how you and look, and I fully understand too. You're not going to stand here. Well, yeah. By the way, I'm being drafted on Wednesday night. I'm sure I'm going at da 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 or something like that. So we do laugh because we do know you're being drafted. How are you spending draft night?
I think my mates. It's the school valedictory on the because I won't go on. I won't get. It's very unlikely that I'll get drafted on the 24th.
So you don't think you'll be first round?
No, very unlikely.
Okay.
So if I do go, it would be on the 25th, I think.
Yep.
So that's my school's valedictory night. Yep. And so I'll be at home, just everyone else will be out. And I think I wasn't planning on getting any mates over anyway until the moment would come.
Yep.
So I think I'll just sit there with family nervously and maybe just sit by myself in a room away from all, because it'll be a stressful night, but we'll see how we go.
Yep. Be a nice phone call to get, though, if you are at the valedictory dinner and somebody... will you keep half an eye on it?
If I was there, I'd probably... That's why I'm not going. I just wouldn't be able to keep myself from it. And it would probably just take away from the night as well. So I'd just stay home.
You don't want to be a distraction.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
The night. No, that's fair enough. We talk about... We've spoken to all the boys about this. Who do you barrack for?
I'm a Geelong supporter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pick 22?
Oh... That's probably the earliest I could possibly go, but obviously I'd love to go to the Cats. I got some great players there, great future and great past as well, and I've barracked for them all my life, and it's just down the road, so it'd be an amazing opportunity, but we'll have to see what happens.
You cross paths with many of the Cats boys, and you played in that game against the VFL, but do you know a few of them outside of, I suppose, the four walls of their footy club?
Yeah, I'm not... I know Mark O'Connor slightly, because he's... stayed with a host family that I'm really good family friends with.
Yep.
So I knew him a few years ago. I met him and got to know him. And I saw him a couple of weeks ago and he knew my name still, so which I was pretty surprised about. But Yeah, so I kind of know him, but not too many of the players.
Okay. How'd you go? You know, I think you rucked against Darcy Ford, who's now at Brisbane, which, you know, might open a spot on the Geelong list. I know John Segler's come in, but potentially there might be a spot there for you. But what'd you learn from playing in that game against the VFL boys?
Just that I had a lot to learn, really. A long way to go before I can actually compete at the highest level, because Ford was obviously one of the best ruckmen in the VFL this year. Got Geelong BFNF, and so it was a really good opportunity to play on someone like him. And I didn't play too well, but I thought it was a really good learning experience for me, just because I know how far I need to go to try and get somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Any good questions you got from the clubs you've spoken to? Any questions from left field that you've had to deal with?
No, I've had this one. I haven't actually had any tough questions, really.
No.
Let's just say, I think Carlton asked on the camp, or the academy camp in April, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
Well, what would it be?
I said flight.
Yep.
Just because, like, it would be a good experience, I guess. <I've got. laughs> But, yeah, that was my choice.
Yep. You and I spoke on the phone about the little training day they had earlier in the week leading up to the draft. What was that like? Just to, I suppose, have a bit of a blowout again. Had your hands on the footy much? Sort of. What do you do post-season to sort of keep your touch and the like?
So they gave us, we got a draft combine, like a draft preparation program for everyone that's invited to the combine, and I've sort of been following that, and they have skills and strength and running stuff to do, so I've sort of been doing that and had the hands of the footy. But the training program was awesome, the training we had the other day was awesome. Cora wasn't there obviously, but it was just good to have a laugh with all the boys and obviously just get a blowout again and see everyone.
Yep. Have you made some good mates out of the academy, like some blokes that you know you might hope to actually end up at the same club at, and you know, been able to, I suppose you talked about getting to know the midfield group well, but are there other blokes from, you know, different points of the compass that the blokes that you know, you can pick up the phone and have a chat with?
Yeah, I've made quite a few mates, just people like Mac Andrew and Cooper Hamilton and those sorts of people. I've become really good friends with over the time, it's a bit hard with Matt because I probably won't be going to the same club as him because we're both ruckmen. So I'm not sure too many clubs will be interested in two ruckmen in one draft. But we've become really good friends over the last year. We've known each other. And then, yeah, Cooper's been a really good mate of mine as well.
Yep. You've seen Horn Francis and Dacos up close. What was it like watching those two? And we saw what Horn Francis did in the final series with South Adelaide in the Sandful. He's going to be a special talent, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And obviously, like, even in the game we played, like, he wasn't at his best just because it was bigger bodies and no one was really used to it, but he was still just, like, had a great game. And just shows his potential when he can get good development, and even Dacos, like, 27 disposals or something like that. It's pretty insane, given I had about five. But so we're pretty happy.
You were giving it to him, mate.
Yeah. How many hit-outs?
Oh, wouldn't have been more than five either. Okay.
It will come. Remember, you're only 18.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's plenty of time to go. 24th of April.
Yeah.
Gee, Essendon or Collingwood would be a good club to be drafted by, playing day after your birthday, Anzac Day.
Yeah, exactly. I played the academy game on my birthday, actually, and that wasn't the best game. So. But, yeah, obviously, Collingwood Essendon would be great, but, yeah, there we go.
Absolutely. Toby, where's he going? Is he going late first round or is he going early second, Cora?
I think he could be a first round. Like, someone could just pluck him, like, if they seriously want a designated ruckman. If he doesn't go first, he'd be very, very early second, I reckon.
Yep. Is he ready to go round one next year, potentially too?
Depending on the club that he goes to, but I'd be in the frame of mind that I wouldn't be in a rush with him. Like, yep. I reckon he's still got a fair bit to go, and I'd like to see him, like, get into a system, you know, and have a really good year of development. Yep. And different clubs do it differently with the development, but taking him out of some training, getting some weight on him, yep. You know, focusing on that for 12 months, and then just let him come into the rigours of VFL and make sure that he's ready to play, you know, AFL when his size is there and his crafts, you know, at where it needs to be as well.
Or Sandful or Waffle or Neefle or...
Well, that's exactly right, anymore, mate.
It's still VFL.
That's right.
Whatever happens, we know that your name's being called sometime next week. I know you're playing it down, Toby, and that's fair enough too. But we really appreciate you taking the time to come and join us here in K-Rock. We've enjoyed following your journey over the last couple of years, obviously an All-Australian and under-16 level, which are signs of things to come. And hopefully that all comes to fruition for you in the next week or so. Good luck.
Thanks very much for having me, Tom. It was awesome.